The epistle to be read today for the first Sunday after Easter is taken from St. John's Epistle, chapter 5. Dearly beloved, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory which overcometh the world, our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by the water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit which testifieth that Christ is the truth. And there are three who give testimony in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that give testimony on earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three are one. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, which is greater, because he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth in the Son of God hath the testimony of God himself. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20. At that time, when it was late that same day, the first of the week, and the doors were shut, where the disciples were gathered together for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples, therefore, were glad when they saw the Lord. He said, therefore, to them again, "Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." Now Thomas, one of the 12, who was called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my fingers into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Jesus cometh, and the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put in thy finger hither, and see my hands, and bring hither thy hand, and put it into my side, and be not incredulous, but believing." Thomas answering said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus saith to him, "Because thou hast seen me, Thomas, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed." Many other signs also did Jesus in the sight of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Jesus came and stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore were glad when they saw the Lord. His words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You may be familiar with the ancient king Alexander the Great. Alexander was the king of the ancient Greek kingdom of Macedon, and he's born in Pella in 356 before Christ. Alexander succeeded his father, Philip II, to the throne at the age of 20. He spent most of his ruling years on an unprecedented military campaign through Asia and Northeast Africa. And so by the age of 30, he had created one of the largest empires in the entire world. His kingdom stretched from Greece to Egypt, into the northwest India and modern-day Pakistan. He was undefeated in battle. And so he is widely considered one of history's most successful military commanders. And yet, despite all this apparent success, even to conquering most of the known world, he was not happy. For you see, after Alexander the Great had conquered and had all the known world within his reach, we are told that he looked up to heaven and he wept. He wept because he could not conquer heaven. Now, my dear faithful, in today's gospel, we read the account on the day of our Lord's resurrection, on that first Easter Sunday. Our Lord appeared to the apostles when it was late at night. Out of fear of the Jews, the apostles were laying low, so to speak. They were together in the upper room when all of a sudden Jesus came and stood in the midst of them. The doors of the room were shut, but our Lord passed through them. And he said to the apostles, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And he did this, he showed them his wounds, to show that he had a real body, and that they were not seeing just a mere vision of him. The disciples were therefore delighted when they saw it was our Lord. Then on the following Sunday, our Lord again appeared to all the apostles, and this time St. Thomas was with them. And our Lord again showed them his wounds, and he even had St. Thomas touch them. And St. Thomas was deeply moved and consoled, and filled with faith at seeing the wounds of our Lord. Now, my dear faithful, from today's gospel, we see many proofs of our Lord's love for us. One thing we learn is that after our Lord rose from the dead, he kept the wounds he received in his passion. You see, when he rose from the dead, he assumed his body. He assumed the body he had on earth, but now it was glorified. That is to say, it was the body that he had on earth, but now possessed certain supernatural attributes, such as being able to pass through walls and closed doors. Yet, he retained the wounds in his hands and his feet from the nails, and the wound in his side. One of the reasons for keeping these wounds is because it's our Lord's great desire that we always remember his passion and death. And by remembering his sufferings and death, we will be filled with peace, joy, and confidence. When the apostles saw the wounds of our Lord and heard our risen Savior say, "Peace be to you," the apostles were consoled and comforted. At the sight of our Lord and the sound of his voice, all their doubt, fears, and worries vanished. And so it is in these same wounds that we will find strength and peace of soul to persevere in this world of suffering and trials. Our Savior's wounds will fill us with peace, just as they filled the apostles with peace and comfort. For they are an everlasting pledge of his love for us. And thus it is so beneficial for us to recollect and think about our Lord and his wounds received for love of us. And all you have to do is to imagine yourself in the place of the apostles, and our Lord appearing to you and saying, "Peace be to you." You know, every human being seeks to have peace of soul. That is to say, all the people in the world want to be happy and to have peace of heart and soul. But the problem is, they seek it in worldly things, just as we often do too. People are constantly pursuing to obtain more material things, and as soon as they get them, they want more. The problem is that these things will never satisfy them. They will never bring peace of soul. Now, it is true that they may comfort and please us for a time, but it does not take too long for our heart and soul to be dissatisfied and to want something else. It is like Alexander the Great. He wanted to be happy and to have peace of soul. And the only way he thought he would obtain it was by conquering and ruling the entire world. He had all that one could want. He was truly the master of the entire world. But as soon as it was all within his reach, he realized he was not satisfied. He wanted more. And so, we have to understand that we are not made for this world and the things in it. They will never make us truly happy. And that is because we are made for something far more greater. We are made to be happy with God forever in heaven. And so we will never be truly satisfied and at peace until we have obtained eternal happiness in heaven. Now it is true that we can have this peace of soul and happiness to some degree even here on earth. But it is only true happiness and peace of soul only when we are living a truly Catholic life and making our way to paradise on the same road paved out for us by our divine Savior. Now we can, of course, see an example of this in our Lord's own life, in the life of the saints. Even in the greatest sufferings, and when they possessed almost nothing, they were at peace, they were happy. They did not want any material thing. They were happy to serve God with what little they possessed. Just think of the many examples of the martyrs. Even in their sufferings, they were at peace. And the executioners could not understand it. And many of them even converted because of the saints' holy and heroic deaths. And so we should ask ourselves, do we truly believe this and act like this? How often are we troubled and anxious about so many things? Do we truly have peace of soul? And if not, we should ask ourselves, what is it? What is it that is holding us back? What am I so attached to? What is it that troubles me so often? For you know, the only thing that will really matters, that will make us happy, is that you love and serve God in this world in order that you'll be happy with him in the next. So let us, my dear faithful, follow our Lord, trust in him, and seek peace and comfort within his Sacred Heart. When temptations come, turn to your crucified Savior. Turn to him and pray for the strength to fight the temptation. And look to the cross where your crucified Savior hangs, for the strength and comfort you need in this valley of tears. By his most sacred wounds, you will be able to triumph over your enemies. And have courage, for our Lord has already won the war. All we have to do is persevere, and we will win the victory by means of his sacred wounds. Alexander the Great had chosen the wrong way to conquer heaven. He, like so many of the famous and rich people in the world, have everything that man can dream of, and yet they are truly not happy. They are not content. They are always seeking to have more and more. Some even try to seek the meaning and purpose of life, and yet they do not find it. We, however, know what will make us happy and give us peace of soul: our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we know the purpose and meaning of life: to know, love, and serve God in this world in order to be happy with him in the next. And so if we live a good Catholic life, we will have conquered heaven, not by grasping and appropriating the earth to ourselves, and not by enjoying the worldly things to the utmost, as Alexander the Great and so many famous and rich people in the world do today. But rather, we will conquer heaven by despising, renouncing, and foregoing earth's false treasures and fleeting joys. And instead, we will seek and give our entire self for the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And thus, we will truly have peace of soul, just as our Lord gave to the apostles, as he said in today's gospel, "Peace be to you." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.